Welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and on this episode, I have Eric Angel on. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I appreciate you coming on to the podcast. And so let's start at the beginning. How did you get introduced into professional wrestling? Did you watch it as a youngster?
I did. Long story short, I was at my cousin's house and he turned it on and I saw Jake the Snake Roberts and was hooked ever since.
Oh, okay. And so is Jake the Snake like one of your favorites?
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of Jake the Snake. Definitely a big Rey Mysterio fan as well.
Now, I'm just speculating because of what I know of your character. Is Jake the Snake kind of influenced your character a little bit?
He has. A lot of his in-ring mannerisms and definitely his promo style.
Yeah.
I try to pull a lot from Jake and Arn Anderson. I've never been a fan of the screaming and yelling promos, and so I've always gravitated towards guys like Jake and Arn who can just sit there and talk to you and still captivate you.
Like the psychological type.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. I could definitely see that. So then what precipitated the move to say, hey, I want to do this as a little bit of a career?
I'm sorry, I got my dogs.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll repeat myself.
One more time.
So what precipitated that to make this a career?
Again, once I saw it on television when I was six, that light bulb just went off and it was like, that's pretty much what I want to do. And just started down that path, and that's how I got into it. Pretty much. It being a professional wrestler is what made me pick up the sport of Greco-Roman and freestyle wrestling. It was just one of those things. My parents were kind of like, okay, if you want to do this in the future, you're going to start and find out like the roots of the sport. And
I got you. Okay. So, tell the listeners a little bit about that. How did Greco-Roman wrestling and stuff go? How did that part of your life go?
Went good. I started wrestling from about the time I was right around eight, and there were a couple of youth clubs, and then I progressed and got into wrestling in middle school and then through high school, where I won several tournaments. I'm a state placer in the Colorado State Wrestling Tournaments 2 years in a row. It went pretty good. And eventually wound up getting looked at to get a scholarship to North Carolina State, but some things in my scholastic career didn't go as planned, so wasn't able to accept that.
Mm. All right, so was that maybe then the time period then you looked into doing the professional wrestling?
It was always in the plan, but my parents wanted me to get a college education before going into it, but once I missed out on college, I put that plan into motion. And it started off, I was saving up to go train in Ocala, Florida, and go to Dory Funk School. But I ran into two guys, one who is still my current tag team partner, Elias Castaneda, and a Colorado worker who's no longer with us, Jack Masidal, came into a karaoke bar I was at and sold me tickets to an independent wrestling show in Colorado. And once I found out they had a school, it was easier to train here than to move someplace where I didn't know anybody.
Oh, okay. So what wrestling school did you attend?
I attended the now closed Altitude Pro Wrestling. It was ran by Billy V and Jeff McAllister.
Okay.
Jeff still does train wrestlers on occasion for Rocky Mountain Pro.
Right.
A lot of the top guys that you see nowadays either got their start with Altitude Pro Wrestling or with the IWF Butcher Shop,
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm gathering from doing all these interviews that I'm conducting. So yeah, that's very cool. All right. So, when did you have your first match? And tell us about that.
Oh man, first match I want to say was, let's see, 2005. Definitely was not ready, had only been training for about 4 months. But it was an out-of-state show that it was a special event in Duff Doyle's hometown, and a couple of the wrestlers couldn't make it. So the promoter asked if I wanted to be on the show. And so I definitely was nowhere close to being ready. I had the basic knowledge, but in terms of, ring psychology and all that stuff that you pick up on later, I had none of that. I literally just knew how to bump and take bumps and give a few basic moves like body slams and hip tosses. And it was in Gregory, South Dakota, in a blazing hot gym in the middle of the summer. My first opponent was Dustin Urich, and we had a pretty basic match. And again, I wasn't ready at all. I was extremely exhausted within the first 5 minutes of the match, and so I always give major shout outs to Dustin for pretty much carrying me through my very first match.
Awesome. Well, cool. I'm pretty sure he'll appreciate the shout out on that. I know Dustin. So yes. Okay. Very, very cool. All right. So from there, have you had any memorable moments so far? And then in conjunction, something that when I first saw you, well, I actually didn't really see you because I think you were maybe on vacation, and I think maybe your cousin took your spot. Tell us about that.
So first with the memorable moments, I've had so many and been able to work with so many top talented guys, one of which being Rosie, or Jamal, as people might know him from WWE's 3 Minute Warning, getting advice and getting to meet AJ Styles, Bobby Lashley, Samoa Joe. Sorry, dropping all these names, but it's the nature of our business to be able to get that independent perspective from your peers. And then now, years later, they're, doing it on the main stage. To be able to, things that I consider a career highlight is being able to be there for a guy like Otis Dozovic when he got his start here in Colorado, to be there day one and kind of, show him a little bit of how to take bumps and take moves, and now to watch his career progress is a real big highlight for me. Same with guys like Royce Isaacs and Cody Devine, and watching guys that I've helped in some form or fashion actually take knowledge that I've, passed on to them from things that I've learned and apply it and get bigger and reach farther than I've made it is a big plus for me.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well,
So
and
in terms of the whole cousin thing, what had happened, I was in a match in the early days of New Era, and as the fans will know, sometimes my mouth tends to override my behind, and I challenged Jinsu to a match to where if I lost, I would never wrestle in New Era again. And after a giant frog splash off the top by Junsu, I lost. So I had to devise a plan to be able to get back into New Era wrestling, in which I created the persona of my cousin Jefferson James.
All right, I got you. Okay, yeah, and that's how when I, if we're at just we're gonna break the fourth wall, break kayfabe a little bit. That's when I first met you as Double J. So, and I like any chance we may see Double J back again? I mean, I think maybe at one of the last shows I saw a little move set that kind of reminisced me of him.
You never know. He could pop up again. I actually got the idea from, Dusty Rhodes when he did the whole Midnight Rider, angle back in the day. So you never know. Jefferson James may make an appearance or two when he's needed.
Awesome, awesome. All right. Well, talk us the listeners a little bit about that's a little bit about your singles career. Your tag team career right now. Your most recent partner is with the Canadian Pitbulls with Elias. Tell us how that's going.
Yeah, it's going great. Right now, we are the current Primos Hardcore Wrestling Tag Team Champions. We've held countless tag team championships from Colorado to Utah to Wyoming to Texas to Kansas, pretty much New Mexico, anywhere within the Rocky Mountain region. If there's a set of tag team titles, pretty much we've had our names on them. We've been teaming close to 8 or 9 years now.
Oh, wow.
We were originally thrown together by a promoter in Texas, named Rick Elsley. And he had seen us wrestle as singles wrestlers. And at the time, Elias was portraying a character called Raheem Rashad, where he was pretending to be in a wrestler of Arab descent, and I was still in my rock star Eric Angel days. And Rick decided to put us together as a team, and we initially were called the Foreign Exchange. And then once we revealed that Elias is actually Canadian, then we became the Canadian Pitbulls.
Oh, awesome. Very, very cool. All right. So, I'm going to go a little off the top topic kind of question, and I'm hoping I got my facts right, but you are a trained thespian, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. How does that play into the world of professional wrestling? Does it help out you a lot?
Very much so. First shout out to my thespian troop, Troop 4210. And it being a thespian and involved in the theater arts really comes in handy in things like character development, in most importantly, being able to cut a promo, because when you take those classes, you do have to do a lot of improv classes. I'm pretty much one of the top guys in the state, I'd even say in the region. If you give me a live microphone, there's nothing, no one, no angle that I can't get over and can't have the fans eating out of the palm of my hand.
I totally agree on that. That's some of the promos I've seen you do. I'm just like, wow. Yeah, it's amazing. All right. Let's talk about the future. Do you have any kind of dream matches that you people that you would like to wrestle either as in the singles or in the a tag team out there? Anybody in the world that you may have your eye on?
In terms of singles, I would love to face Austin Logan. I think he's a bright up and coming star. There's a lot of potential. As long as, he keeps his head in the game, there's nothing stopping him from being a big star right now. Literally, I can tell people out there the only reason he's probably not signed by WWE is because of his age, and he's still just a teenager. And when you watch him in the ring and you realize that he is just a teenager, he's got a long way to go. So I'd love to, get him in the ring and kind of take him to school and push him to his limits. In terms of tag teams, I mentioned Royce Isaacs earlier. He's got a tag team known as the 1% that I know the 1% and the Canadian Pit Bulls would be a great matchup. There's another tag team out there called Royal Blood. They're out of Kansas City.
Yes, I know, yeah.
And we wrestled them a while back when they were just known as the Regal Twins, and again, as they were up and coming. And they've advanced their career so much that we would love to step in the ring with them one more time.
All right. Well, shoot. I can see all of that happen and a very good possibility of all that happening. That's awesome. All right. Well, Eric, if people wanted to say follow you up, check you out, what tell us what promotions you may be in wrestling in here in the near future.
I actually will be at the Primos Hardcore Wrestling Show this Sunday. March the 10th. That'll be at the Watering Bowl in Denver, Colorado. And if they can't make that, I will be back at New Era March the 16th at Mile High Comics.
Cool, cool. All right. And beyond that, if people wanted to catch up with you on social media, give us your social media, the Twitter, the Facebook, etc.
Yeah, you can catch me on Twitter at The Real Eric Angel or on Facebook under The Real Eric Angel. And I have both a fan page or an actual profile. You can follow either one. That's pretty much where you can find me. I don't do Instagram or Snapchat or anything like that.
Awesome. Okay. All right, great. Well, I appreciate you coming on. I thank you for your time, and definitely we'll be catching you up in the future.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you at the shows.
All right. A big thank you once again to Eric Angel for coming on to the podcast this episode and introducing all the listeners to himself and his career so far. However, this is going to be a very special episode as I have another interview coming up right now. All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am Mr. Fourth Row, your host, and I am going to be interviewing somebody I've seen for a long time since I've actually got into independent professional wrestling, and that's Benedict Cumberbatch. Benedict, how you doing?
Oh, I'm not too bad. It's Benjamin, actually.
Oh, Benjamin, I'm sorry. I'm thinking the actor.
Yeah.
I get confused.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That happens a lot. Nah, that's all right.
Yeah. First question first. How did you get interested in professional wrestling? Did you watch it as a youngster?
Yeah. I was like 9 years old, and it was me and my dad watching TV, and we came across Thursday Night SmackDown. And just kind of got hooked from there.
Okay, and was that, like, pretty much when SmackDown, like, started premiering on Thursday nights? Back in, you know, years and years ago?
Yeah, like 2004.
Yeah, okay, awesome. So who did you like watching? Who was, like, your favorites?
My favorites were, like, Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio, Chris Jericho. Guys like those.
Yeah, so some of the quote unquote top mid-carders, even though they've climbed the mountain as well to the
yeah.
top. Yeah. Oh, awesome. That's cool. I love that. Okay, and then what got you to precipitate that you can do this as a career?
You know, I don't know, just pretty much why not just go for it, you know? Try it.
Okay. All right, and from a previous interview that I've done, you know, well, it's kind of hard to pin the name on him because he goes by a couple in different promotions, but yeah. Monster Zero, Filter, Dorian Maddox, he kind of knows, you guys kind of know each other pretty well, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we went to school together. Yeah, we were on the wrestling team, and yeah,
And, you know, he had mentioned that one of his people that he wanted to face in the near future when I interviewed him at the time was you. How did that match go? What was that like for you?
You know, it was kind of crazy to think that, like knowing somebody for that long, that we'd kind of, like, you know, I've known him since high school, so to think that we actually, like, stuck together this long was kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah, and then your cross and then, is your paths finally crossed.
Yeah, we had a good match. You know, it was fun. The crowd was into it.
Yeah, okay. And what's it been like so far doing this professional wrestling thing? And also, what was your first match like?
You know, it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's living a dream. You know, I've got to go places that I probably wouldn't have gone, you know. I mean, they're not huge places, you know, but I've been to different states and got to do what I love out there.
Okay. And, what was your first match? What was that like?
It was pretty nerve-wracking. I wrestled a Joey Kincaid.
Okay.
I was pretty nervous. It was actually when I had my first match, like, it wasn't planned for me to have it. Just the guy he was supposed to wrestle didn't show up, so I had my gear, and he just, you know, I gotta have the opportunity to have my first match then.
Right. And you know, they do tell, and if I'm correct, they do tell you that even if you're maybe not on the card, go ahead and have your gear with you because you never know, right?
Yeah, that's one of the first rules in wrestling training that they tell you to always have your gear.
Oh, cool. Awesome. All right. And so the first time that I saw you was in New Era about probably a little more than 2 years ago. And I think you, at the time, you were just pretty much a singles wrestler. And I want to, this is kind of a just a personal thing for me, but your entrance music was by one of my favorite bands, and that's Huey Lewis and the News and the Hip to Be Square. How'd you pick that?
When I first started, have you ever seen American Psycho with Christian Bale?
I have not.
Well, my gimmick was started off kind of like that, and one of the songs that he listens to in the movie is "Hip to Be Square," so
Oh.
it just kind of, it's an obvious choice for entrance music.
Oh, okay. All right. And then I think maybe like shortly after you got introduced with Alexis Vane, and you know, you're now currently part of Vanity Inc. How's it how do you like it being in a big tag team like that, a big faction?
I like it, for the things I don't have, Morales has it, and for what he has doesn't have, I have it, So like we have that charisma together,
Yeah. All right. And I was gonna back up just a second. So, where did you like do your training?
So I started with so New Era, I used to have a school that I started off with. And then a few years after that, they had to move to Extreme Gym, and I just been training there since
Awesome.
with Joey Kincaid and Tony Morales.
Yeah. So, did I gather from a lot of people, Tony Morales does a lot of training. Did he also do a lot of your training, or was
Yeah,
that?
he was one of the main trainers for me.
Yeah. Okay. And so how does that feel like? You know, you're in this huge tag team. You know, I keep saying that with your one of your trainers. Is that just kind of fun?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and like I'm always learning, like I'm probably learning more from him, than most people will get to just being on his team.
Yeah, cool. Oh, all right. So, do you so far have you had any kind of memorable moments, you know, things that stick in your head in so far in your wrestling career that it just like, wow, I can't believe that happened, or I can't believe I got to do that?
I won the New Era heavyweight title, and that was a big moment in my career so far. I get to wrestle out of state. I get to wrestle in Texas, and I've wrestled in Wyoming. I never really would have pictured myself being able to travel with this. So, it's just, stuff like that,
Yeah. All right. And do you have any kind of dream opponents that you would love to get into the ring with, either, you know, as a single competitor or as a tag team? And this could be anybody in the world, anybody that you may have your eye on.
I'd like to have a tag match with Morales against OVE of Impact. And then singles, I guess. I'd like to have another match with Dorian Maddox. Yeah, I just,
Oh, okay, well that's cool. I like that. You want to get another match with Dorian. And I was just gonna say, I was gonna add, you know, have you ever thought, you said OVE, but so have you ever thought about you and Morales going to those Impact tapings they have every once in a while in Vegas?
Honestly, we've actually thought about it, and
Yeah.
we're working towards it. We're getting all our stuff together and adding to our gimmick and working towards that.
Oh, cool. Okay. Oh, great. Well, 'cause I say I know a lot of the talent from you know, here in the Colorado area has gone at least to go to, you know, the like you know where they look at you and say yay or nay, you know, that kind of thing. And I personally would say, you know, your guys's gimmick, I mean, would at least be worthy of getting on the Explosion show.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see that. Awesome. Okay. So What do you have like in the, kind of like the near future plans for yourself and even, your tag team? Any things you like to go do? Any, and maybe even, any kind of upcoming shows you may have, in the, here in the near future?
I just like to travel more as a team, go to different states and kind of get our name out there. April 5th, we're going to be wrestling for Lucha Libre and Last for the first time.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so that I'm looking forward to that.
That'd be fun. Awesome. So then you said you guys go, do you went to Texas. Do you go as a team or do you go as in a singles competitor?
Oh, we go as a team.
Okay. And what promotion do you do work a couple different promotions? 'Cause I imagine Texas has got a lot of promotions.
Yeah, they do, but right now we're just wrestling for Squared Circle Pro in
Okay.
Lubbock.
Okay. Awesome. And how often do you go down there?
They run shows every other month.
Every other month, okay. And do you pretty
Yeah.
much make all of them? Or
So far that's the plan.
okay.
Yeah, I just started working for them, so.
Awesome. Yeah, I think I saw a Vine on Twitter or something from either you or Morales about that something about it just they're just weird or something or just different there than they are in
Yeah,
Colorado.
Texas is a lot different. It's kind of another planet sometimes.
Yeah, and I get that from some of the Texas wrestlers that come up here too. They're just like it's just different. It's everything. So awesome, cool. All right, well, okay. So you said Lucha Libre and Laughs is coming up in the future in April. What about you have anything coming up, say, in the next week or so?
On the 16th, the New Era has a show at Mile High Comics. And then the 23rd, that's when we'll go to Texas.
Okay.
But so far, that's the only shows like I have
All
coming
right.
up.
Has your you, do you know any your I don't know if they even announced anything, but do you know you don't have to spoil if you don't want to, but do you know what you're doing yet for New Era on this upcoming Saturday?
Yeah, it's gonna be me and Morales against the Ragnarokers.
Oh, okay. That's
Yeah,
right. That's
Hunter
right.
Grace and
Yeah.
Bruce Rogers stole one of the tag belts, so we got to get that back.
Oh, that's right. Yes, the very highly disputed tag team championship there in New Era. Who knows who's supposed to own it, right?
Well, yeah, that's Vanity Inc.'s property right now,
That's
so.
right. That's right. Yeah. But yeah, there's but the management though is saying that it may or may not be yours though.
Well,
Okay,
we'll show them that it's ours.
I gotcha. All right. Cool. Well, Mr. Cumberbatch, before I let you go, if people wanted to follow you up, like on social media, where could they do that? The Facebook, the Twitters, etc.
So I'm on Facebook under Benjamin Cumberbatch, and then on Instagram, I'm under Benjamin.f.n.cumberbatch or Yeah, Cumberbatch. So, yeah, just Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram. Okay, cool. Awesome. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on to the podcast, and we'll definitely be checking up with you in the future.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Sure. A big thank you to Benjamin Cumberbatch for coming on to the podcast, as well as Eric Angel. I appreciate both of you coming on to the show. Check him out. Most notably at New Era Wrestling on Saturday, this Saturday coming up, as well as you can catch Eric Angel also in Primos, as well as he had mentioned. So let's go ahead and do the week in review. So this week that just passed up in the Wrestling with Altitude area was pretty exciting. So as usual, we had Rocky Mountain Pros, Ignition, and Charge from the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Golden, Colorado. Very good matches, very fun as always there to see. And then on Friday, it was Bar Fights 3, Volume 3, with Colorado Springs Wrestling at the Plainfield Bar down in Colorado Springs. Went there. It was really great. It was exciting. And guess what? Yours truly won a freaking belt, championship belt. They were doing a raffle for the WWE Intercontinental Championship belt, the commemorative belt. I put a couple extra dollars in to get a couple extra raffle tickets because you did get one with your paid admission to the event, and I won, and that was exciting. I have not seen the picture yet that I got to take holding the belt with Big Guns Justin Andrews, but hopefully I will see it soon. And then on Saturday, Rocky Mountain Pro invaded the Pepsi Center. Yes, the Pepsi Center, the home of the Denver Nuggets, Colorado Avalanche, and in this case, the Colorado Mammoth. So you got tickets to go see the Mammoth game, and then afterwards stay for the wrestling. The Mammoth unfortunately did not pull out the win. They got really close. They almost pulled it out in the end, but the closest they could get was within two goals. But I think they lost by three, unfortunately, that night. Then we all had to, honestly wait around for quite a while because the tradition is at Colorado Mammoth game, the players will come out and do autographs for the fans out on the field. So once that cleared up and the Rocky Mountain Pro talent and staff got to the go ahead to set up the ring, it was all hands on deck, and I don't know if I've ever seen a ring put together that quickly. Of course, they probably would have liked to have had a little more time to do that as it was getting late in the evening. I think we all left, us fans left there maybe just before midnight, I believe, maybe possibly. Anyways, it was a long night. But who else can you say, when it comes to independent wrestling, has been able to go into a venue like that? And as of their counting, the only wrestling companies that have ever been in the Pepsi Center. Pepsi Center is a newer facility, not the newest, but not the oldest either. But that's been WWE, WCW, and now Rocky Mountain Pro. It was a great match. I bet all the wrestlers were excited to wrestle in front of that many fans, and it was fantastic. They did a great match. Great matches, great event. And it was well worth the more than price of admission, and also to help out the Wish Warrior Chad Isaacs. So, what do we have on tap this week when it comes to wrestling this weekend? Of course, on Thursday, we have Rocky Mountain Pros, Charged, and Ignition shows tapings from the Quarry at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Golden, Colorado. Want to get tickets? Get tickets at RMP Wrestling. .com. And then Saturday we have the return of Respect Women's Wrestling at Herman's Hideaway. They're downtown a little bit. If you want to get tickets, just go to Herman's Hideaway website, hermanshideaway.com. You can get tickets there. As well as we have a second event, another event, and that's the New Era Wrestling is having their Cabin Fever event as well. You can get tickets at neweraprowrestling.com, or you can get tickets at the door. Doors open at 6:30. Event starts at 7 p.m. And that's with the Women's Respect Wrestling. That also is, of course, they have rock bands there as well. So doors are open at 7. Show starts at 7 as well. That's mainly because they'll have a band playing at the time when the doors open, and then the wrestling will start after the first band does their set. So it should be fun. Heather Moreau is going to be in town, as well as the return of Leva Bates is going to be in town as well. And then on Sunday, I do not have a lot of information because as of the time of this recording, we are having a blizzard in the Wrestling with Altitude area. And, well, yours truly actually had no power for about 10 hours today. And so that's why I'm getting the rest of this podcast put together. And, coincidentally, Facebook and Instagram are not cooperating for some people, and I'm one of the affected people. But I'll do the best I can. Thank you for to Delta Junior for sending this on to me. But Tammy's is having their Lucha Libre show on Sunday at the Tammy's Event Center over in Commerce City, Colorado, at 6324 Ivy Street. I believe tickets are $15. And it should be fun. I'm not sure what time it starts. I think it starts, mid-evening, so maybe about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, somewhere around there. Should be fun. A lot of the yours, Mr. Force Row favorites are going to be there. Of course, Delta Jr., Justin Andrews is going to be there, Seven is going to be there, Hunter Gray is going to be there. Should be an exciting time. So, that is it that we have that I have for this week. Thank you for all for joining. But before I let you go, remember that I am very appreciative to the Trending Topics Network for hosting this show. If you want to hear some other great shows, just go ahead and stay subscribed or go ahead and subscribe to this feed, and you can listen to those other shows such as Wrestling Cheers, The Spanish Announce Table, Old School at the Movies, and the Eurovision Showcase. So thank you all for joining me this week and having fun wrestling with Altitude.